You have to
clear the tablecloths.
Yeah, and the dishes. You have to
wash dishes.
Okay, what do you call that cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
I call it a dishcloth.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them and clear.
Rinses them in hot water, okay. Or put them down in a pan and pour boiling water over them, mm-hmm. and then put them in a drain and let them drain and before I put them away.
Mm-hmm. But then when you dry them, the thing you use to dry them with is the
dishcloth. I used to dry my dishes, but I bet my dishes, whenever you take them out of hot water and put them in this drain, it don't mm-hmm. take them long to dry. Dishes don't need drying after they're scalded with hot water. You know, these dishwashers, you don't have to dry dishes after you take them out of there, do you?
I don't think so.
No, I know you don't, because my children have dishwashers, and they, whenever they get through, they just take them out and put them up. They're not in the water to be seen. Certainly an improvement.
What do you call that little square of cloth you use to bathe your face with?
I call that a bath cloth.
Okay.
What I'm going to think, and I had four gifts to me the other day, four uh-huh. new bath cloths, and some of them looking over and gifts said, oh, isn't them nice bath cloths, and I think they are. So I always have a supply of bath cloths because I don't mean to bathe my face with the same cloth more than one time. It's going uh-huh. to be put back and put in the wash before I use it again.
That's the thing that you get that wet. I mean, that's that comes in a set.
That's right.
Uh-huh. What do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay. And say, if you wanted to get some water, you go to the sink and you turn on the
hydrant.
Okay. What about something outside in your yard, maybe, that you could hook a hose up to.
What I do with that hose?
What do you call that? You say, would that be a hydrant too?
Yeah, that's a hydrant too.
And what about, say, do you remember when men used to work out in the field and they'd bring water to them out in the wagon?
I certainly do, as many miles as I walked to carry my husband water. I certainly remember that. I carried it to him in a bottle or jar or jug or something of that kind. Uh-huh. And when I went with him, well, we drawed a bucket of water out of the well, and it was cool then when you mm-hmm. drawed water out of the well. It was always cooler than it was to let it sit up an hour or two. We'd draw water out of the well, fill up a gallon jug, and carry it with us, because I went to the field many a day and helped him work, mm-hmm. you know, hoe while he plowed both of us picked cotton together, and mm-hmm. we'd have water so we wouldn't have to make all that trips to the house mm-hmm. to get it. And it would get so hot sometime mm-hmm. we could hardly drink it, but still it killed thirst.
Do you remember something big wooden thing that flour would come in?
Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember barrels.
Do you ever have a water barrel?
Yes, sir. We had water barrels before we got, my husband, as quick as we got electricity. Well, he got, our well was between 90 and 100 feet deep. And mm-hmm. we just give out drawing so much water, and we didn't have nothing. We had to draw water for our horses
mm-hmm.
and chickens and everything. So he got three barrels, and he put up, and got a little gasoline engine, gasoline motor,
mm-hmm.
to he would have to start that, and he'd go to pumping water, and he'd pump these three barrelfuls